Soon he came to a small town and decided to have lunch in the pub there. He was very hungry after his long walk. Halfway through his meal, he heard a sound that he knew very well indeed. Boop, boop. The car stopped outside, and the people in it came into the pub to have lunch. Shaking with excitement, Toad paid his bill and hurried out. He walked slowly round the car, looking at it lovingly. Everybody was having lunch, and the street was empty. "A wonder," Toad said to himself. "I wonder if this kind of car starts easily." It started very easily, and Toad found himself in the driver's seat. He did not know how it happened, but a minute later he was driving out of the town, forgetting right and wrong, forgetting everything except this wonderful, beautiful madness. Faster and faster he drove, singing and laughing as the car ate up the miles. Once again he knew that he was Toad, Toad the dreamer, Toad the adventurer, Toad the terror of the open road. "You are a dangerous criminal," said the judge. "You stole a valuable motor car, and you drove like a madman. It's surprising that you didn't kill somebody. And finally, you were very rude indeed to the police when they arrested you. Because of all this, I am sending you to prison for 20 years. Guards, take the prisoner away." And so, shouting and crying, Toad was taken away. He was taken to an old dark castle, pushed into the smallest and darkest room below the ground, and the door was locked behind him.